What if everything you need to build a million-dollar business could fit into a single year? Ryan Daniel Moran's journey from broke college student to eight-figure entrepreneur reveals a formula so straightforward, it sounds almost too simple. Sell 3 to 5 products at $30 each, moving 25, 30 units daily, and you've built a million-dollar business. The math checks out, but the real story lies in how ordinary people, yoga enthusiasts, supplement users, bathroom humor marketers, have transformed this blueprint into life-changing wealth. This isn't theory from an ivory tower. Moran built and sold his own supplement company for 8 figures while continuing to invest in brands like Neat Pack and Outstanding Foods, proving his method works in today's marketplace. After hitting the million-dollar mark in just 6 months, Moran fell into depression. Despite achieving his childhood goal, he felt lost, constantly wondering, what now? This post-achievement funk is common. Your brain hasn't caught up to your new reality. But here's what matters: who you become along the way. When you develop into someone responsible, happy, and giving, that's when you become unstoppable and rich. Certain experiences fundamentally reshape how we see the world. Parents divorcing, profound rejection, coming home to an empty house day after day. These aren't just sad stories, they're origin points for a particular mindset. No one is going to take care of me, so I will take care of myself. This explains why identical business plans produce wildly different results. Your business becomes a mirror reflecting your habits and values back at you. Self-care isn't indulgent, it's foundational. Creating from abundance while genuinely serving others makes business sustainable. Creating to prove something to your critics, that's just scaling unhappiness until it crushes you. When Moran asked Tim Ferriss whether success was worth the isolation and constant fear, Tim's response cut deep. The pursuit is worth it. The transformation you undergo makes the journey worthwhile, regardless of the destination. Most entrepreneurs fall in love with products before identifying who needs them. Susie Bates learned this through 2 bankruptcies before creating Poopori. Sales remained slow until she identified her real customer, women embarrassed by bathroom situations. Her viral video featuring a prim woman declaring, "You would not believe the mother load I just dropped," catapulted sales toward $400 million. The RX Bar founders created a no BS protein bar specifically for their CrossFit friends, eventually selling to Kellogg for $600 million. They didn't chase trends like fidget spinners that create short-term cash, but no sustainable business. Answer these questions first. Who is your target customer? What groups do they belong to? What products do they already buy? Which product serves as your gateway offering? Where do they gather online? How will you generate predictable sales? What products will follow? These questions determine whether you build something lasting or burn through savings chasing the wrong audience. When launching a yoga brand, Moran's partner created detailed market spreadsheets, while Moran simply chose yoga because he knew the space. They identified yoga mats as their gateway product, researched pain points through Amazon reviews and social media, then ordered samples from Alibaba. Real research happened at Starbucks and yoga studios, interviewing practitioners until they understood exactly what their Zen Active mat needed. Success comes from embracing mistakes rather than fearing them. Get to market quickly rather than perfecting endlessly. Refinement is continuous anyway. Premium pricing helps new brands more than competing on price because you have margins for advertising and expansion. The transition from test orders to real inventory presents a critical challenge. Start with around 100 units, but once sales begin, maintaining consistent inventory becomes everything. One entrepreneur kept switching fish oil suppliers for marginal savings, creating supply chain chaos. The solution wasn't finding the cheapest supplier, but developing a relationship with one who communicated well. Consistency beats optimization when building momentum. Facing an 8-week inventory wait, Moran built anticipation with an I Love Yoga Facebook page, investing $10 daily in ads to reach 3,000 followers in 30 days. The crucial element wasn't audience size, but documenting their product development journey, showing prototypes, explaining improvements, incorporating follower feedback. Dollar Shave Club's Michael Dubin sold excess razor inventory to build his base, spent just $5,000 on his viral video, and raised only $100,000 before reaching a billion-dollar exit. Strategic bootstrapping beats throwing money at unproven ideas. Moran's first sheer strength order cost $600 for 100 units. When demand outpaced inventory, they raised prices until sales slowed enough to maintain supply, then reinvested profits into larger orders. Premium pricing provides the margins needed for sustainable growth. After bootstrapping initial sales, have $5,000 to $10,000 ready to deploy. Think like producers who access resources, lines of credit, home equity loans, investors, Kickstarter, or Amazon lending. Investors care about return on investment, not ideas. Show them your target audience, customer acquisition strategy, follow-up products, and specific fund allocation. Crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter offer alternatives without giving up equity. You need a great video communicating emotion, at least 10 ideal customers willing to share your campaign, and one micro-influencer with 10,000-plus followers. Good debt produces ROI. Borrow for inventory that generates profit, never for unproven concepts. You don't need thousands, just 100 responsive people ready to buy on launch day. This formula works. 1,000 followers plus 10 personal contacts plus one influencer equals 100 sales. Focus on where your audience gathers and how you naturally communicate. Document your journey. Post prototype pictures, share your nervousness, have friends pose with the product. Create urgency with a hot list of committed buyers. Reward enthusiastic followers. Our yoga mats go on sale April 2. We only have a few hundred available, so I'm holding some for dedicated followers. Comment, "I want one," to join our hot list. This limited supply messaging converts fence sitters into buyers. When launch day arrives, you're fulfilling pre-existing demand. That first sale notification, especially from strangers, never stops feeling incredible. Every sale, share, and review matters. While Kickstarter or Shopify work, Amazon often provides the best opportunities. As your brand builds momentum, Amazon rewards you with keyword rankings, bestseller badges, and frequently bought together features. When sales flow, reorder immediately. Running out of stock destroys momentum that may never return. Once products ship, nurture your community. Share customer photos, celebrate reviews, send gifts to reviewers. Review milestones at 25 and 100 trigger sales bumps. To get initial reviews, confirm deliveries, offer credits, request feedback. Many entrepreneurs plateau at 10 daily sales by chasing algorithms instead of customers. When stuck, go micro. Get 10 more reviews this week. Delight individuals. Engage followers. Reaching 25 daily sales means you've built a machine capable of supporting a million-dollar business. Your second product creates a multiplier effect. It benefits from your existing base while boosting your first product sales. When Sheer Strength launched their second product, it outpaced their first, then mysteriously doubled the original sales. The biggest mistake? Targeting a new niche. Instead, ask, what's the next thing my first customer would want? Moran's yoga business followed natural progression: mat, towel, block, foam roller. Your second product defines your company. When Best Self Journal creators struggled, Moran asked, what kind of business do you want to be? They realized they weren't just journaling, they were productivity. This insight led to Tempo, an adjustable hourglass that organized time while maintaining brand aesthetic. Don't let analytics paralyze launches. Serve customers first. Let numbers follow. Customers switch products, but rarely switch trusted brands. Keep launching for the same customer, and you'll build something worth far more than the sum of its parts. Success is never linear. It's filled with unexpected turns. The adventure begins with one decision: stop waiting and start building.